Okay, we are on Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin, the second to last Daf here in Maseches Yuma. And we are on Pei Vav Amud Beis, about 10 lines up to the bottom, as we get towards the home stretch here in Maseches Yuma. We're in the Gemara's about Tshuva, and we are starting Shnei Parnasim Tovim. So we just spoke about the halachas of covering up a sin, doing vidui in public, not doing vidui in public, what is better, bet al makom, bet al machavero, all the different chilukims. Now we have Shnei Parnasim Tovim on Dulahem Yisrael. There were two great leaders that stood for Klal Yisrael, Moshe Vidavid, Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Moshe Amar Yikasev Surchani. Moshe Rabbeinu said, please write my sin explicitly in the Torah, Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Yan lo ha'emantem bilahakti sheni, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's written in the Torah. He wasn't zochah to go into Eretz Yisrael and here to die in the Midbar. Dafka b'kuaz. It says it over and over and over again. Sometimes we read the Torah and we're like, why is it emphasizing it so much? It's because of the reason right here. The Gemara is saying Moshe Rabbeinu asked for it. He didn't want to be lumped together with the other people. David Amar al yikasev surchani. David HaMelech did a private sin, and he didn't want it to be mentioned. Shenemar Ashrei Nusui Pesha Kisui Chata'a. Mashal de Moshe v'Dava l'madav v'Doma. What is it similar to? L'shtei Nashim Shalaka b'Bezdin. Two women that are getting whipped, getting malchus in Bezdin. Achas Kilkala v'Achas Achla Pagishvias. One did something very serious. Kilkala, she was Mizana. And one ate Pagishvias, unripe Shemitah fruits, which is a Bittel Aseh. It's a Mitzvah Aseh. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah to eat peir shvius, and if I eat it when it's unripe, so then I am jumping the gun. Rashi says, "Te'enim shelo bishlu kol tzarchan, figs that were not fully ripe." V'rachmana amar, v'haisa shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla, la'achla v'lo lehefsid. And if I use them, if I eat them even before they're ripe, so then that is preventing the mitzvah of la'achla v'lo lehefsid. So somebody does something much more serious than the other. So amar lahen osah she'achla pagi shvius. The one who did the lesser crime says, "Bavakasha mikem, I want everybody to know what I did, so people don't think that I did exactly what this other woman did. Hodiu al mi, hodiu al ma hi loke, shelo yomra mashezu loke zu loke." And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to be put together with all the other members of his generation, because they did something much more serious. Meraglim, Lashon Hara, on Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he said, please write it in the Torah. Hey, viu pagi shvius, vitalu bitzavara. They brought pagi shvius and they put it next to her, so people would know. Vayamachrizin lefanevi omer, and eliske shvius he loke. Period. There is a difficult Rashi here, but it's really a difficult Gemara. The Gemara says that there were those that were involved in the Avera of Znus, but what is Znus? The Gemara says that you get Malchus. You get Malchus for Znus? You get Malchus? It's a Daraisa, it's Misa. Rashi says, Zinsa, the Hisru Bala Malchus. And you gave her Malchus, you gave her warning for Malchus. That's why this is a case about getting Malchus. It's a Lav Shenitan La Asharas Misa's Bezdin. You should get Misa's Bezdin, but if you only got warning for Malchus, that's why you're only going to get Malchus. The Rishash leaves it Bitzarachian, because we don't paskin that way. We paskin a Lav Shenitan La Asharas Misa's Bezdin. If somebody says, if you're Bechal Shabbos, you're going to get Malchus, so then you don't get anything. Ain't Lokin Allah, because that's not Dumya to Lav to Chasima, and therefore you're not going to get Malchus for that. The Maritz Chayis suggests here that maybe all it means is Malchus to Rabbanan. So you have to say, it's difficult. If you don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva, we paskin that you don't get Malchus. For a Lav Shenitan Lashon Misa's Bezdin, you have to say what this means is Malchus de Rabbanan. Then you might have to parallel it to Pagi Shvius to say that's also de Rabbanan, because you want to make that as the more Mako context. Either way, that is the difficult line in the Gemara. We've got to figure out what the case is of a woman who is niskalkel. Let's say it's Pnuya. The Rishash also has a line like that. Either way, that's the first section. We continue. Mefarsimin es hachanefin bepnei chilul Hashem. We publicize the chanefin. Who are the chanefin? Those, Rashi says, who act publicly as great people, but inside they're not. Rashi says, "Mefarsimin es hachanefin shehein rishaim umarin atzma kitzadikim." They're really untrue, and they're not tochu kabaru, and they show themselves as tzaddikim. In yesh makim b'mayis, if somebody realizes and knows his actions, mitzvah lefarsamo, zechil Hashem. Why? Because people are going to learn from their action. They're going to think they're great tzaddikim, and then they're going to do certain unright and untrue and incorrect actions, and it's going to be inappropriate. People are going to learn from them. Tremendous Chilul Hashem, and therefore we have to make sure people realize the true nature of these people. Shneemar ubishuvt, and it's a difficult balance because one has to know for sure. We have to know if somebody is in a position of power and authority, and people can learn from them. So we have to realize and make sure that people aren't in the danger of learning inappropriate activities from this person. Shneemar ubishuvt tzadik mitzidko va'asa avel. Somebody returns from being his righteousness va'asa avel. And he sins, v'nasati michshol afanav, and I shall place a michshol in front of him. That's what we have to be, place a michshol. Mefarsim in asachanef. According to Tosefta, Vayter tshuvas hamuchlatin ma'akevas haperonis. The tshuva of even those who vaday did terrible sins, muchlatin, people who are rishoyim gemurim, they could still prevent peronis. V'yavapishin nechtam alav gzardin shel peronis. Even though they have a gzardin, even though they did something wrong, still tshuva helps. Doesn't matter, as the Gemara says, afilu cherev chadim unachas al savaro shel adam. The Gemara says in Brachos, even if it looks very bleak, tshuva always works. Continuing a few statements, shalvas rishoim sofa takala. The shalva, the calmness of a life of a rasha, can lead to his downfall. Rashi says that through their shalva, they're relaxed, they're able to think and conjure up all different types and thoughts of averos, so it can lead negatively for them. The harashus mekaberes es ba'aleha, and rashas, being in a position of authority, mekaberes es ba'aleha, can bring a person to his grave. What does that mean? So on the simple level, it might mean they're so overworked and so osik b'sarchi tzibur and underappreciated. So it gives white hairs. Arum nichnas lav arum yetze mimena. He goes in arum without any special. Arum literally means naked. But it means anything special about him. Arum yetze mimena. We don't get schar for it, right? As many point out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishalim scharam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that appreciates the osik b'sarchi tzibur to the fullest extent of how much they put in. V'levai shadei yitzia kabiyah. Halavai, their yitzia, they're going out from the Asik, but Sarchis Hebrew should be like they're going in. They go in below chet, so they should go out below chet. The Maharal in Sota, and Daf Yud Gimel in the Chiddush Agados writes, what's the message? Another deeper level of a Rosh of the Kaber says, Ba'aleh, if anybody is ever in a position of authority, they have to make sure that they don't hold themselves above the people. Yes, they might be in a position to help, but they can't hold themselves as separate Biporish Menatzibur. And that's what it means here, Mekaber says, Ba'aleh, because you don't get, if somebody holds themselves above, then they don't get the schus of the Tzibur. They don't have the special siyata d'shmai of the Tzibur, and that's why they reach their downfall. Mekaber says, Ba'aleh. It connects to another Maharal. Later on in Sota, Daf Mem Vav, with Gemara quotes the Chazal that Rashi quotes in Parsha Shoftim on the Sugya, on the Psukim about Egla Arufa, where we know the Zakenim of the Sanhedrin come and measure, and then the Zakenim of the city go out and say, Yodeinu lo shafchu asam hazeh, our hands didn't commit this murder, we didn't spill the blood. And ask Chazal, do we really think that the Zakenim of this city, they were the murderers? They were the one that spilled the blood of this person? Of course not. The answer is no. But they didn't let them, the Gemara says. They didn't let them leave without levaya, without food. They didn't walk them out. They did not walk them out. They walked them out. Ask the Maharal. But understand, even if they didn't walk them out, they warned them alive of the Archim. That's murder. Why is that considered murder? So explains the Maharal, unbelievable, that if somebody walks the other person out, then you give them the siyata d'shmaya of a tzibur. They're not a yachid. They're a tzibur. You don't need a minion for a tzibur. Even two people, you have the special divine protection of a tzibur, and therefore, by not walking them out, you remove that. You steal that divine protection from them, and that could have indirectly led to their demise. Right, so that's the special siyata d'shmaya of a tzibur. So to hear, the Maharal says, in Sota, but again, to explain this Gemara, the harash is mekaberes es ba'aleha, because if somebody holds themselves above the rest of the tzibur, so then they don't get the schus of the tzibur. Weiter, second to last line. Rav, ki avinofik lamei dandina, when Rav went out to judge, to be a dayan, Amar Haki, he said, bitzvo nafshe, with the ratzon of himself, meaning I'm going to judge by my own free will. Liktala nafik, but who knows, I'm going to liktala, as the Gemara says, mekaberes es ba'aleha. We'll mention another pshat in a minute. Vitzvo beisei lesu of it, he doesn't do the ratzon of his own family, because he's never home. Vareikin lebeisei ozlin, he comes back to his house empty. V'levai shetehe bia ki yitzia. And halavai, as the Gemara said, that his coming in should be just like his going out. Belichet. Rava says the same or says the same statement. With his own ratzon, he's going out to liktala. Mekaberes is baaleha, as we said. Vitzvubesi lesu avid. He does not doing the ratzon of his family. Vreikan lebesi azil, and he goes into his house empty. Velavai shadei bia ki yitzia. Semicolon. There is another pshat that might be on a deeper level when we say liktala nafik. He's going out to be killed. So it might mean mekaberes is baaleha. That's the pashas what the Gemara was just talking about. But we've mentioned in another context, another idea. And that is the pasuk tells us in Dvarim, in Perek Aleph, in Dvarim, lo saguru mipnei ish. Separate issa daraisa, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch quotes, that we cannot be fearful of any other Jew. A dayan, if a dayan is already in a case, if a dayan doesn't want to accept a case because he feels it's going to be too difficult for him, he can excuse himself before. But once he's judged the case, and once he's about to give the psak, and then he's scared that this is a person who's going to take the law into his own hands, and maybe he'll be, maybe he's going to be in danger, and his family's going to be in danger. The pasuk says, "Lo sagru mipnei ish." No, you have to judge the case and not be scared of anybody. And the language of the Sifri and the Rambam and the Chinuch quoted, even if you're worried about your life. So what do you mean, pikuach nefesh? Pikuach nefesh. What do you mean? But that's part and parcel of this din. Lo sagru mipnei ish, like the Minchas Chinuch writes on the mitzvah of milchama. Right. Are you going to tell me the mitzvah of milchama, the big three are docha pikuach nefesh? Only the big three are overwin. Milchama also, because inherently in the mitzvah of milchama, the Minchas Chinuch says, that has danger to it. So too, lo sagru mipnei yish. Inherently it has danger to it, and that's what it also it might mean. Nafshilik tola nafik. Right? It's, he might be going, he's taking the chance, maybe based on lo sagru mipnei yish. V'yavichazi v'aiter ambuha babasrei. And when Rava saw the great crowds that were behind him, that were giving him kavod, amar, he wanted to make sure that it didn't go to his head. And therefore he says, im yalel ashamayim si'o v'rosho la'av yagia. If he goes up to the heavens, v'rosho la'av yagia, his head hits the clouds. And he feels so good about himself. Kigalolo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. Right, he should realize, kigol, like his dung, lanetzach yoved, he will be lost, ro'av yomru ayo, meaning he should not hold himself high. I saw recently, there are only two or four letters in the Torah that never appear together. One of them is more well known. Remember, someone that write get, gimel test, those two letters never appear together in the entire Torah. Because a get is a separation, and gimel test, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to put that in the Torah. The other two letters also are gimel samach. Gimel samach, gas ruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no room for a gas ruach in the Torah. And that's why Rava was so nervous here. When he saw the crowds, the throngs, he still did what he could to make sure he kept level-headed and did not let it go to his head. Rav Zutra, kavi machasvi le b'shabes de rigla, when they used to carry him on the shoulders on the Shabbos before the regel, b'shabes de rigla, havi omer kilo la olam chosen, v'im nezer l'dor v'dor, it's not forever, power is not forever. He remembers, he's again reminding himself that it's not forever. There are two Rashis. When we say shabes de rigla, the Gilyan Hashas in Brachas points out that there are two Rashis that somewhat contradicts each other. What shabes derigla? There's a Rashi in Brachos Daf Yizayin Meveis where Rashi says, the Gemara there says that the Rabbanon gathered twice a year. Rashi says shahayu ne'asafim sham Yisrael ba'adar lishmoa behilchas haPesach medrash deRavashi ube'elo lishmo hilchas chag. They got together in Adar, getting ready for Pesach, and they get ready in Elul, getting ready for Yontif, getting ready for Sukkos. That's Rashi, Brachel, Yezayin, and Mabez. If you look in the Gun Hashas here, he says, look at Rashi later on in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. If you look at Rashi, Lamed Amud Aleph there, and the Gun Hashas there points to the earlier Rashi, Shabbos HaDerigla, Shilifnei, Pesach, Va'atzeres, the Sukkos. Earlier times, Rashi doesn't mention Shavuos. Here, Rashi mentions Shavuos. Going into the context. By the way, Shabbos HaDerigla, so Rashi, Brachas Daflam, it says Shavuos as well, even though there's no specific halachas, but it's Yontif and Yonat Yoma, and Rashi Yitzayin says it's Sukkos and Pesach. It relates to the sugya that we know there is a stira that the Rishonim already deal with, and the Achronim expand upon it. On the first, the Beis Yosef quotes, summarizes the Rishonim, the first siman in Hilchas Pesach, the Gemara at the end of Maseches Megillah. The last line says that there's a mitzvah to be osek in Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Hilchas Pesach on Pesach, Hilchas Sukkos on Sukkos, v'chulu. And yet we also know the Brisa tells us, the Gemara tells us, that we should be osek shloshim yom lefnei Chag. Is it 30 days before, or is it on the day of the Yontif? So various answers given. Agada versus Halacha, or the Ran says that no, really it's only the day of, 30 days before, it's just in terms of if you get a question about the Yantif, so that's called a Shoel Ke'inyin, that's a relevant question in terms of the order that you answer the questions. But another one of the answers is that maybe it's Pesach and Sukkot versus Shavuos. Or Pesach versus Sukkot Shavuos, depending how you have the Chilukim. The Mishnah Berurah summarizes the Shitas on the first page of Hilchos Pesach as well. But again, that might have to do with Pesach and Sukkot are different than Shavuos. Those are the two Rashis in Brachos on Shabsa Derigla. Good, we continue. About the eighth line. Se'es p'nei Rasha lo tov. It's not good to show favor to a Rasha. Lo tov lahem l'rishayim. She'nosen l'mpanem b'olam hazeh. It's not good for Rishayim that they are shown favor in olam hazeh. Lo tov lo la'achav, for example. It's not good for Achav, one of the worst kings. She'nisen l'mpanem b'olam hazeh. That he was shown favor in olam hazeh. Meaning he thought, he heard it was going to be terrible. He did a little tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a little respite. She'nemer, as he said, yan ki nichna mi panai lo avi ra'ha. But because of that, he went to do bad again. So sometimes, if the pressure isn't on, then it works out negatively for the Rasha. And that's exactly what happened by Achav. Lahatos tzaddik by mishpat. What does that mean? To turn the tzaddik in mishpat. Tov lahem l'tzaddikim. The opposite. It's good for tzaddikim. She'ein nosin lahem panim b'olam hazeh. They don't have favoritism shown to them in olam hazeh. Tov lo l'moshe. Shelo nasu lo panim b'olam hazeh. Great is for Moshe that he was not shown favoritism in olam hazeh. Shneamar yalo hemati bilakisheni. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took him to task. Hakadosh Baruch Hu punished him and didn't let him to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he, as we mentioned before, he listed off the avera that was Moshe's will. Ha'ilu hemantem bi. If you would have been ma'amin to me, adayin lo giyazmanim lipatim in olam. It wouldn't have been time. Very difficult line. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mefarshim, try to struggle with this line. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120, exactly the amount of years that he was supposed to live. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memalei the chayav shel tzadikim. What does this line mean? Adai lo giyazmanim lipatim in olam. A little difficult that he got to olam haba earlier. Either way, that's the Mefarshim struggle with this line of the Gemara. Ashreyam l'tzadikim lo dayin shein zochin elishim izachin lebneihem ulevnei v'neihem. Tzadikim are praiseworthy, are great, that not only are they zoche on their own behalf, but they're mizake, they benefit and they merit their children and their grandchildren. Atzov kaladoros, shekama banim, what are examples? In both directions. Shekama banim hayilo la'aron, shiru'uyin li sarif kenadav aviyu. Aaron had more than two sons. They all were royally sarif because they all acted inappropriately. Shenemar hanosarim. It says hanosarim, the ones that were left over. Mashma, they were part of it, but then they were just left. Elisha elmo lem schus aviyem, but the schus of Aaron HaKohen gave them merit, and the zchuyos of every person, every generation, has effects on the future generations. Oylohem l'rishayim, lo dayin shemachayven atzman, and the rishayim the opposite. Not only do they bring negativity for themselves, elo shemachayven l'bneiim, l'bnei v'neiim, atzov kol adoros, harbe doros, comma, that they also affect future generations. How so? What's an example? Harbe banim hayilo l'kina'an, shiru uyin l'samech, kina'an, whose descendants were avadim. Right, he had a tremendous descendant. Who was that? Tevi. Tevi, the servant of Rabbi Gamliel. Tevi, Adash Rabbi Gamliel. Ella. So he could have had more descendants like Tevi. Ella, Shechova, Saviyim, Garmalayim. The Chov of the Av was Gorim. Obviously, Gemara is not saying that we don't have Bechira Chavshis. We have Bechira Chavshis. But there's certain element in everybody's Bechira Chavshis. Maybe a special Siyata Deshmaya, a special Shmira, that Zechuyos or Chovos of the earlier generations can bring out. Mefarshim ask here, why is the example of an Eved that is brought as a star, Tevi, go much earlier than Torah? How about Eliezer Eved Avraham? Right, that's a great one, right? B'chol Basie, right? He was the Naaman to Avram Avinu. So Tosas Yom Kippurim says, that's one question. Why didn't I ask Eliezer? Let's deal with that one first. And that is the Ben Yoyada's question. Sorry, not Tosas Yom Kippurim. The Ben Yoyada says, V'nirli b'siyata d'shmaya, lo ratza lahavi midoros shahayu kodem matan Torah. Ela midoros sha'achar matan Torah. wanted to bring before after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there are different rules, harder to bring rayas from before Matan Torah, and that's why we wanted to bring it after Matan Torah. Again, this is a major topic that we've touched on, and that is before and after Matan Torah, it's different worlds, and learning halacha, learning messages, learning zechuyos and chovos from before to after Matan Torah is something that many times we shy away from. The first Rambam in Hilchos Avel writes that the mitzvahs asay of Avelus is one day. One day if burial and death happen on the same day. If death and burial happen 2 days a day apart from each other, there's no Avelus Daraisa. But the Rambam then asks on himself, I'm saying Avelus one day is Daraisa, but what about a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi? Pasuk says that the brothers set Shiva for their father, Shivas Yamim, 7 days. So what do you mean that the brothers set Shiva, that's the greatest source Daraisa? Says the Rambam, Nitna Torah v'nischat shahalacha. No, just because something happened before Matan Torah does not mean it's binding upon us. That's not the reason why something would be obligatory. It's a nice idea about the history of the mitzvah from before Matan Torah. But before Matan Torah does not mean that it's going to be the same rules for me. And that's what the Ben Yoyada says here, that the reason the Gemara brings Tevi Avdo and not Eliezer, because before Matan Torah we always try to bring a source from after Matan Torah. The source of that line, that phrase of Nitna Torah Eschach Halacha, is a Gemara in Shabbos. Again, we've had a Daf Be'in Shira after this in the past also, but it's to read you the Gemara that this is comes from and the source for it. So Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam and Hamad Aleph Machlokas between Rav Asi and Abaya. Rav Asi says, "Kol she'imo tmeya leida nimo l'shmona." Only a woman who has tumas leida has her baby boy get bris milah on day 8. Because she'ein imo tmeya leida, a woman who's not tmeya leida. So, for example, a cesarean section woman who does not have tumas leida, the baby does not get bris milah on day 8, but on day 1, the first day. Why? Because of the juxtaposition of the psukim in Tazria. Isha kasas kishazri of yolda zachar tama shivas yamim uvayama shmini yom basar alaso. Right afterwards, the yom shmini is bris mila. So you have a juxtaposition. So says Rav Asi, day 8 is only if this tumas leida. Says Abaya, Amale Abaya, Doras harishonim yochichu. That's not true. I'll prove it to you. Doras harishonim, earlier generations, Rivka imenu and Sarah and Rachel. Right, they all got all their sons got bris mila on day 8, and there was no tumah v'tara. There was no Tumah V'tara. Yitzchak got his bris mila on day 8. Sarah wasn't Tumah Leida. There was no Tumah. Okay, there were Midrashim, Pirsa Nida. But by there was no halachas of Tumah V'tara. So you see, and there was still bris mila on day 8. Answers Rav Asi, Amar Lei, Nitna Torah, V'nischatcha Halacha. The Torah was given, Torah Halacha was renewed. Meaning we can't learn halacha from before Matan Torah. Maybe we can learn some hashkafic nuggets from before Matan Torah. Zriza makdim lemitzvos, lo yasa kein bib kalmenu, lo seis atziru lefnei bechira. There are certain ideas that we learn from before Matan Torah, but meikra din, we don't. That's the Rambam, and maybe that's behind the Ben Yoyada's comment here, that we bring Tevi instead of Eliezer Evet Avraham. The other point, the mention is that it says, ru'uyin li samich. Did Tevi have smicha? So it's when did Tevi have smicha? So Tosfos Yom Kippurim says it doesn't really mean smicha. It means kasher. Smicha zu shel Tevi lo yadana. Sharei eved haya ad yomoso. Kiddush not beperek days to brachas. Ukishemeis Tevi avdo. Right? He was bekabel tanchumen because he was a kasher. Yishlomer da smicha ish nikra kasher. It just means kasher. It doesn't mean that he specifically had smicha as we would call smicha. Okay. We continue now. Says the Gemara on the last skinny line. Kol mezake es harabim ein chet ba'al yado. Anyone who's mezake the rabim, no chet is ba'al yado. He has special siyata d'shmaya. V'chol machli es harabim kim'at ein maspikin bi'ado laso tshuva. And the opposite. Rechman al son of somebody causes the rabim to do sins. Then he doesn't even get a chance. He has no siyata special protection, and he ends up not doing tshuva. Kol mezakas rabim chet bal yado. How do you? Why is that? Why? If somebody's mezaka the rabim, no chet comes on his hands. By time a kadei shelo yehu begehenim v'talmida began Eden. Because if he falters, and then his talmidim are going to be in Gan Eden, but he's the reason they're in Gan Eden. Shenemar kilo saazov nafshi l'shol. My soul should not be left for the depths. Lo titein chasidecha l'roshachas. Right, your pious should not see the depths. V'kalamach li'as harabim ein maspikin biyado lasos tshuva. And the opposite, somebody who's machti the ravim, he doesn't get a chance not to do, he doesn't get a chance to do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously there's always bechira chavshis, but he doesn't have any special connections to help him. Shalo yehehu began eitim v'tamida begehenim. That he shouldn't be responsible for so many people in Gehenim, and then he's not going to be there. Shneemar Adam Ashuk Bedam Nefesh Ad Bar Yanus. He will run to the bar. Al Yisbechu Bo. Do not rely on him. That's what the special Siyata Deshmaya given to those who are Mizakeh the Rabbim. Rav Aaron Kotler writes in one of his essays in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron that Shezikui Harabim Yeshbo Revach Gadol VeNifla. Somebody's Mizakeh the Rabbim. Dimovad Etzem HaInyan Shechus Harabim Tuluyabo. Not only the Etzem helping the Rabbim, but Od Yeshlo Siyua Miyuchad Min Hashamayim L'Shamru Mechait. He has a special Siyua, a special Siyata Deshmaya. Obviously, there are people who are Mizakeh the Rabbim that Rachman Alaslan end up sinning. But naturally, if somebody tries, they have a special siyata d'shmaya. Umekilam of harbi as a bechira shemin hashemayim monim osavim mechshol. We're magagos chusay deizakai. The more we're involved in the rabbim, and the more we help out the rabbim, says Rav Aaron Kotler, the more that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives a special siyata d'shmaya. This is, we have to remember, lishma. If somebody's being mezakeh the rabbim lishma, if it's shalom lishma, then one might not have this special siyata d'shmaya. There is a beautiful thought from the Brisker Rav. The Gemara tells us on the first daf in Maseches Avodah Zarah that La'asid Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold the Sefer Torah, Kaviyachol, in his chest, Va'omer, and say, L'misha asak ba yavo v'yitel scharo. Whoever was osak in this Torah should come and get the schar. And all of a sudden, all the nations of the world are going to come and say, we want our schar, we want our schar. And first Rome is going to come, the Gemara says. And we want our schar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, what do you do? And they're going to say, Harbi Shvakim Tikananu, Harbi Merchatzos Asinu. We made so many things. Harbi Kesef Azov here, Binu. The Kulam Asinu Ala Bishvi Yisrael. We did it all for the Jewish people. Kadeshi Yisasku Batorah. Kadosh Baruch was going to tell them, Shotim Shema Olam, you're fools. What do you mean? You didn't do this for them. Kol Masha Asitim Asorach Asmachem Asitim. You did this for yourself, to have fun, to have enjoyment. And they're going to leave. And every nation of the world is going to come. We made Gesharim, we made this, we made that. And we did it all for Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu each time is going to throw them out. And is going to say, Shotim Shema Olam. You're fools. What are you talking about? Ask the Achronim, ask the Brisker Rav in the Griz on Chumash, ala Torah. Why does the Gemara say that they're fools? They're liars. They're not fools. They didn't build it for Klal Yisrael, for B'nai Yisrael. So why does the Gemara, in the Gemara, Hashem calls them fools and doesn't call them liars? So the answer is, says the Brisker Rav, because you're really not liars. Really, in a deeper sense, everything in the world is for Klal Yisrael and for Jews to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything around. V'abir bazeh, dekemoshe b'tchilas habriya, lo nivra ha'olam, ela b'shvil Yisrael, u b'shvil ha'Torah, that's b'reishis, b'shvil Torah, b'shvil Yisrael, shedik b'reishis, kein kol ma she'naseh, v'nischadish ba'olam, everything that's from the beginning of the creation until the last generation, a call who rock l'tach l'zeh, b'shvil she'yisrael she'yizasku b'torah, as we could be connected to Hashem, v'af she'haaretz asah levnei adam, and even though the world was given to man, v'yesh reshus l'kol echad, la'asos bo kirtzon, not everybody can do whatever they want, b'chol zos ein ha'olam hefker, but still there is a manhig, there is a balabira, v'lo naseh b'ha'olam davar ma'she'inu l'zeh ha'tachlis, and nothing in the world happens that's not specifically earmarked. And that's the Rambam gives a mashal and it's Akdamat Tibir Shemishnayis, that it could be that somebody's going to build, a king is going to build a palace in a certain generation, because 1,000 years later, there's going to be a tzaddik walking by who's going to be very hot and he's going to be very, very uncomfortable, and he's going to get a little shade from the wall of this palace. It could be 1,000 years later, but everything is with this tachlis. So really, when the nations of the world come in the future, they're going to be saying the truth. Well, but they see that this is Lamaisa. Everything was for the Jews. We made a lot of Gesharim. We made a lot of this. We made that a lot. So they see it. Achshav, ain't on a yodim uma, komai, samaitach liso, right? Lasa lavo, we're gonna see it. Kvar ye galui lakol, cheshbon, komaisu, maisa, mikomash, rasa ba'olam. What, for what sarach, what tachlis? And almost all of them are gonna come and say, we did it. And Kodesh Baruch is gonna say, but that wasn't your kavana. When it comes to schar va'onesh, you don't look at the bigger picture, you look at why you did it. You had bechira chavshes and you did it for the hurtful, for the lara of Klal Yisrael, so even though you're right, but you're not going to get the credit for helping out Klal Yisrael. So that's the Gemara here about mezakeh es harabim, but it has to be with proper kavanah. Okay, we continue now the two dots. Ha'omer echteva ashuv, echteva ashuv. If somebody, the Mishnah said, on Pehema base, the Mishnah said, if somebody says, I will sin and then I will do tshuva, then we don't allow him to speak and be able to lasso tshuva. Right? We don't let him to do tshuva. It doesn't have the special siyata the Shmaya. So the Gemara says, Lamale, the Mamer echteva ashuv, trey zimni. Why twice? So kidrav hamnuna marav, like Rav Huna marav, who we had on yesterday's daf too. Dam Rav Huna marav, kivan sha'avar adam aveira vishanaba, Huchrelo. If somebody doesn't aveir once, twice, it becomes mutter. Huchrelo sakataitach. Really? Because mutter, it's not mutter, it's still aser. Elanasis lokaheter. It becomes like mutter, becomes easier to do. I didn't mention this on yesterday's daf, but I'll mention it now. And that is, why did Rav Huna Marav say such an easily to understand statement? Why didn't he just say nasis lokaheter the first time? Why does he say, since a person does it aveir, v'shana lahutrelo? Why don't he just explain himself? Explains with Chaim Shmulevitz in one of his mamarim in the Sichos Musar, it's always easier to influence somebody when you pique their curiosity and you cause them to ask questions. Right? If somebody just gives a lecture, it's pretty boring. But if somebody asks questions, it gets the other person involved to ask the questions, to answer to this, to the conversation, then that breaks the hergel. That breaks the monotony. It says, and that's why whenever we want to make sure that there is a give and take, we always do it in question and answer form. The whole Seder is done, right? Mazos. All the question and answer. It's one of the differences between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, uniquely at the Seder night, and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the whole year. It's all about piking the curiosity of the children. He got to Labincha. So to hear, Chaim Shmulevitz says, this is another example. We want to awaken the sinner. So, we want to say this statement that sounds like just the opposite. You do it aveir a couple of times, it becomes mutter. What? It becomes mutter? So we dafka do that to ask the question to be able to then give the answer. Nas is sloka heter, but it doesn't say that right away, or else we might not catch it as easily. Good. Echtav, if you want to look it up, it's in Maimart Sadi Zayin, in the new Sichas Musa that was redone. Echtav, Yom Kippurim Achaper, Ein Yom Kippurim Achaper. Somebody says, I'll sin in Yom Kippurim, I'll get kapar with Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur does not work. Lema Masis and Delo Karebi, is this against Rebbe, who we also had yesterday, the Tanya? The Brisa says, Rebbe Omer, Akol Aveir Shabbat Torah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. We said, Rebbe holds that you don't even need Tshuva. Yom Kippur works automatically. So here, shouldn't Yom Kippur work? As somebody says, Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, is our mission against Rebbe? So again, the Gemara says, no, Afilu Tema Rebbe. Agav Shaini. No, Rebbe agrees that if you don't do Tshuva, fine. Then Yom Kippur would work. But if you dafka reject, you do it al tnai, then Yom Kippur is Mechaper. And that's different. Rashi, me'acher she'alavu somech lachto, since he's relying on Yom Kippur. That's not going to work. Ain't a machaper. That's not fair. Even Rebbe holds that if your lifeline, your only hope is Yom Kippur, and that's what you're relying on, and you're sitting lechanchila because of it, then that's not acceptable, and that doesn't work. Aveiro shebein adam lamako. Rami le Rav Yosef bar Chava le Rabbi Avos. Remember the Mishnah said, Aveir shebein adam lamakom, Yom Kippur can work, ben adam lachaveiro, yatmi meratzes chaveiro. Aveiro, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef bar Chava, we ask Rabbi Avos. Aveir shebein adam lachaveiro. Ein Yom Kippur machaper, really? Yom Kippur doesn't work for Aveir shebein adam lachaveiro? You have to go to your friend, Vahaksiv. But it's a pasuk in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. Im yechta ish la ish, upilalo elokim. If somebody sins man to man, and God, doesn't that word mean Elohim, and God will judge. So you see, Ben Adam Lamakom, and it's still God judges. So maybe Yom Kippur should be able to work. So Gemara says, no, man Elohim Dina. No, that word Elohim is not Elohim, but it's Elohim, it means judges. The Elohim judges will tell you to appease your friend. So it's all within Ben Adam Lachaveiro. Let's continue, and then we'll mention another source. Ihachiyei Masefa. What do you mean? What about the next part of the pasuk? Vim Lashem Yechta Ish Mi Is Palelo. The man sins against Hashem. Who will judge for him? I mean, who will judge for him? So if we say that's also talking about judging, and Hashem, a rhetorical question, will judge for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many shluchim, the Rashi says. What's the rhetorical question? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take care of himself. So how do you understand the pasuk? So Hachi Kamer, this is how you have to understand it. Im yechta ish la ish upilolo, kama. Put a kama after upilolo. The man sins to man upilolo, and he will be judged, and he has to take care of it himself. Elokim yimcholo. Hashem yimcholo. Will Hashem be mochalim? He has to go ask forgiveness. V'im l'Hashem yachta ish, mi yispalel bado? What about to God? Tshuva ma'isim tovim. That's what you have to do. Meaning you work it out that the psukim fit into the fact that ben adam ha'chavero, you have to be meratzeh as chavero. We find in various places in the Torah that Elohim means judges. Does not mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most of the time it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but based on the context, Chazal have the Mesora, so it means judges. Just like we have Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel. Right? The judges stand Badas Kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to every judgment. That's why there's a concept of the Dayanim doing Ituf. There's Hashras HaShechina by every judgment case. The Ramban even uses this in Parsha Shoftim to explain Kasher Zaman Malo Kasher Asa. One of the Xeris Akasivs that we know from the beginning of Maseches Makos, that Edom Zomamin, only if they are not successful are they punished. But if they are successful, then we don't punish them. Haragu ein haragin. So, what is that? Says the Ramban. The Pashas is Xeris Akasiv. Right? It's just the opposite of what we would have thought. It's illogical. But the Ramban says, well, maybe I'll give you a little explanation. Says the Ramban, there in Shoftim, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Tes, Batam Ze Bavur, Ki Mishpat Edom Zomamin B'Gzeris HaShalit, really is Gzeris HaKasav, Shem Shnayim V'Shnayim, V'nei Kasher Yavo Shnayim V'Yidu Al Ruvain, Shahara Gesa Nefesh, two people come and testify that Ruvain killed Shimon, V'Yavo Shnayim Acherim V'Yazimu Osam Me'idusam, Tziva Kasav Shehargu. So we trust Edom Zomamin. Why? What's the difference? Says the Ramban, Ilu haya Rasha ben Maves, lo itzilu Hashem miyad bezdin. Kasher amar ki lo atzdik Rasha. If it's saved, if he's a Rasha, if he really deserved to die, Hashem wouldn't have saved him. Avalam ne'rag Reuven, if Reuven really was killed, and then we find out they were Edom Zomamin, Nachshov, Shahaya Emes. Kol she'idu alav harishonim, it must be that it's chayav misa for some other reason. Even though these aren't Edom Zomamin. Why? Because Elokim nitzav badas kel, Hashem is there. Hashem wouldn't let the Dayanim make such an egregious error in a case of a capital crime. That's the Ramban. Again, Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, and he wouldn't have let this happen. Another example of Elohim meaning judges. We continue. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, about the 10th or 12th wide line. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha'maknei deschaveiro, afilu bedvarim tzorach lafayso. If somebody antagonizes their friend, afilu bedvarim, even with just words, tzorach lafayso, and if I ask him, if somebody violates onaz dvarim, shenemar b'ni imaravta l're'echa, takata lezar kapecha, you stuck out your hand to your friend, no kashta be'imre ficha, you are ensnared in the words of your mouth, asay zos efo b'ni v'inatzel, do this and you'll be saved, kivas b'kaf re'echa, because you have come into the kaf in the hand of your friend, lech hisrapes urahav re'echa. What does that mean? If dini mamonis, you have money of his, that stretch out your hand and pay him back, v'im lav, and you've just wronged him, harbe alav re'im. Then bring many friends, right? Ask mechil in front of many friends and make sure you make up with him. Period. And you have to go and ask in public. Three rows of three people. Shenemar, as the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Shor a number of times. Shor is like Shura, a row. Yashar al-Anashim, v'yomer chatasi, v'yashar ha'evesi, v'lo shaveli. You have to ask three times. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch in Taf Reish Vav. Hilchos Yom Kippur. Aveiro shemein adam achaveiro, ein yom kippur amachaper ashe yifaisenu. Yom Kippur won't work until your mafayis. Afilo hechnitu ela bedvarim. Even if you only insulted him. Tsarech lefaiso. Vim eno mispayes barishona. If he doesn't accept once, yachzor v'yelech pam shnia. Vishlishis. Ubechol pam yikachimo gimel anashin. That's our Gemara right here. Right, the Baragola says, Memra Derev Chizda. You have to take three people each time, right, in order to create a tzibur. Vim eno mispayes v'gimel pamim, eno zakik lo. If you try three times, that is not mefuyas, so then that's it. You don't have to ask anymore. Mio yomar achar kach lefnei yud, shem bikesh bimenu mechila. But then there's ask mechila afterwards in front of ten. Okay, the Gemara continues. Vamar biyosi rebi chanina, kalam avakesh matu. As the Shulchan Aruch just said that we read, that if somebody asks forgiveness, you shouldn't ask more than three times. Three times, and then it's on his shoulders. So twice, we know at the end of the Sefer Bereishis, where the brothers ask Yosef and for forgiveness, and more than that, they did not ask. There is a very scary Rabbeinu Bachai at the end of Bereishis, where he notes Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and Nun Yud Zayin. Vayef Yosef et Abrami Lov, Yosef cried when they said these words to him. Take if shizkiru lo aviv b'cha l'godel ahava v'nichmu rachamav. He cried. V'hinei, says Rabbeinu Bachai, achiv b'kshu mimenu mechila. The brothers were asking forgiveness from Yosef, and it never says that Yosef forgave them. V'lo bir ha-kasef shemachalahem. Doesn't it say? Shenira bazeh shayalem ritzui mi Yosef, mikal makom la reinu she yizkir ha-kasef mechila, v'lo she yodelahem she yisa pishem v'chatasam. He says, no, it wasn't a chet, but no mefurish mechila, says Rabbeinu Bachai. V'im kein mesu ba'ansham below mechilas Yosef. V'efshar lehiz kaper avonam rach b'mechila, so they needed his mechila. Doesn't say exactly why he didn't forgive them. V'alkein hutzrach ha'onesh liyoso kamus v'chasum lipoket acharzman b'inyan asara haruge malchus. As Rabbeinu Bachai says, that the Midrashim say, the 10 brothers and the asara haruge malchus, there's a link between them. That's Rabbeinu Bachai at the end of Bereishis. Again, not even though it's implied from the psukim that he wasn't bearing a grudge, but that's Rabbeinu Bachai's chiddush in Bereishis. But again, we generally assume that Yosef did forgive them. There was mechila, but that's Rabbeinu Bachai. Via Meis Vayter in the Gemara, and if somebody dies before, we get to ask them forgiveness. Maybe Asar B'dei B'dei Adam Uma Abidin Al-Kivra. We bring 10 people to bring the Shechina. Uma Abidin Al-Kivra, and we go next to his kever. The Omer Chatasi Lashem Elokei Yisrael Vilaploni Shechavalti Bo. We say Chatasi Lashem, we sinned. The Tosfos Yom Kippurim says here, this only applies if somebody sinned against a person b'chayav, while they were alive. Hainu k'shechati mo b'chayav. So then there's a chiyav to go to his kever. But if somebody embarrasses somebody who already died, you don't have to go to the kever. You only have to go to the kever, his chiddush, if one wronged them during their lifetime. Which is a discussion, but that's the suggestion of one of the achronim. Rabbi Yirmiyah havilei milsa l'Rabbi Abba b'hadei. Rabbi Yirmiyah had something against Rabbi Abba, did something, had Rabbi Abba do something to him. Azal Esav Adashad Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba had wronged him, and Rabbi Yirmiyah went to make himself available for Rabbi Abba to ask forgiveness. Bahadi deshadya amse maya, as the maidservant was throwing the water out of the house, the wastewater, mata zarsifi to my aresha. Some of the drops went on his head, went on Rabbi Yirmiyah's head. Amras unika ashpa. I get drained on. I get the water thrown on me. Kara anafshe mi ashpos yerem evyon. So he quoted the pasuk at the Tehillim about himself. Shomer bi'aba, Rabbi Abba hears and realizes what happened. Venafik la'ape, went out to him. And Amarle, he says, hashta tzarich l'mefik adaitach. I have to go beyond what I was going to do to make sure that you know that I want to ask forgiveness. Tehsev leches rapes for a hebreyach. Reb Zera Kavile Milsa Bahadi Inish, when Reb Zera was wronged by a man, Havichala Vatana Lakamei. Again, he went in front of him Umamsila. He made himself available to make it easier. Kiechi Denesi Venefik Lemidaite, so the person would ask forgiveness. And one final story related. Rav Havile Milsa Bahadi Ahutavcha. Rav had something with the butcher. The butcher wronged him. Lo asa lakame v'mal yom tikipure. The butcher didn't come to him on Erev Yom Kippur. Amar ihu. What do you mean Erev Yom Kippur? Because that's the day for forgiveness. The Rush writes on this Gemara, and based on a Gemara later on, Erev Yom Kippur is the day to ask mechila. Right? Even though Erev Rosh Hashanah is the last day of the year, but the minhag is Erev Yom Kippur, as is said here. Amar ihu. He says ezel anola fiusilei. So Rav says, you know what? I'm going to go make it easier for him. I'm going to go to the butcher. Paga ba'e Rav Huna meets him on the way. Amar le lehecha ka'azomar, where are you going? Amar le lefiusi leplanya, I'm going to go a piece so and so. Amar, how could you go? Azal avala mikdol nafshi, you're going to kill him. You're going to end up causing more problems. Didn't listen. Azal v'kami lavei, he keeps going. Have a yasav v'kabali reisha, he finds the butcher who was chopping bones. Dali eine v'chazi, the butcher lifts up his eyes and sees Rav. Amar le says, Abba, at Zeal, you Abba, get out of here. Leslie Milsavadach, I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested in asking Mechila. And Bahadi de Kapali Reshe, as he's cutting a bone, Ishtamed Garme, a bone shot out of what he was cutting, Umachye Bakue hit him in the skull of a katle and killed him. And all the Bali Musar ask, and this is going to come up, but I'm going to mention this again tomorrow, but the Kofay Ar of Isla Bluzer writes, says, what is going on here? What is it? How did Rav Huna know that he was going to kill him? He had Nevuah. The answer is no. He knew that he was making it more difficult for him by putting him into a situation of making himself available and then not asking forgiveness. That's even more chamer than stam not asking forgiveness. And if Itzla Petterberger said that's exactly what Aseres Yimei Tshuva is about. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, not doing tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is so much more chamer than not doing tshuva through the rest of the year. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself available. It's so easy for us to do tshuva, writes the Koch Fe'ar in Perek Hey. And if we don't do tshuva then, that's even more chamer. He uses that to explain the Rambam. The Rambam says, a beinoni, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, if he does tshuva, then he tips the scale. If he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't tip the scale. Ask the Koch Fe'ar, ask all the Achronim. The Rambam should say, if you do more mitzvot, then averos. What do you mean? Isn't that what Benoni is? What does it mean, also tshuva? No, says the Rav Yitzchak Petterberger, that not doing tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva outweighs everything else. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself available, like in this story, Rav made himself available. And not doing tshuva in that case is a squandered opportunity that nothing compares to. Last line. Rav Avipaz extruded Kameh the Rebbe. Rav was giving a shiur, saying psukim in front of Rebbe. Ayo, asa Reb Chia. And then Reb Chia came in the middle. Hadil Reishi started again. He didn't want Reb Chia to have missed it. Ayo bar kapara. Hadil Reishi again started again. Asa Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. Hadil Reishi. Asa Rebbe Chanina bar Rebbe Chama. Amar. And finally he said he can't do it anymore. I'm a kuli high nether venezel. I'm going to keep going back and back a fifth time. Lo hadar. So he doesn't go back. But he must have realized that he went back for everybody else. Ikbid Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina got upset. For 13 years, he went to ask him forgiveness. And he didn't take the appeasement. He didn't accept it. Because you see, he had wronged him. Now we're going to ask in both directions. How did he ask 13 times? Didn't we learn earlier? Only 3 times? You shouldn't ask more than that? Rav Shaini. Rav is different. He was machmer on himself. And therefore, even though he didn't have to do it, he did it anyway. And what about the other way? Rabbi Chanina, how did Rabbi Chanina do this? How could he not accept? Somebody has to be mavra amidosav and let things slide. So how could he not accept the forgiveness? El Rabbi Chanina, this is what happened. Rabbi Chanina, the one who was wronged, he saw a dream. He had a dream. He saw a dream about Rav. The Zakfu Bedikla, they were holding him in a tree. The Gemiri, to call the Zakfu Bedikla Reisha Ave, whoever is held in a tree, is going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Amar Shmamina, Boy Lemev and Rishusa. I see from here, he's going to have a position of our buddies. He's going to have a position of authority. Veloi Fias, and that is why he didn't appease him. He didn't accept the appeasement. So he could go be the Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel. You see, Rashi says, Rav, Simen Rosh Vigdula. And Rabbi Chanina was the Rosh Yeshiva where he was. So he saw, he was worried when he saw the dream of Rav. He thought he was going to die because he was going to have Rav take over. But he said, if I get him to go to Bavel, so then we'd both be Rosh Yeshivas and the dream would come true. And that's what he did. And that's even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch says that one should accept forgiveness and be appeased right away. The Rama says, V'hamocha lo yehe achzari milimcho, v'imlo sheniskaven letovas hamavakish mechila. Parentheses, Gemara de Yuma. That's our Gemara right here. If he's out for the good of the person, that's the only way it would be okay not to accept forgiveness. That's the Rama, and the Mefarshim on the Rama discussed that, whether this was appropriate or not. Tana Rabban invite. Mitzvahs Vidui. Erev Yom Kippur Mimcha Sheicha. The Mitzvah Vidui is Erev Yom Kippur before it gets dark, as we know. Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur, we already say the Achetz. Avalam Rechachamim Yisvade. I'm sorry, the Mitzvah Vidui is really the night of Yom Kippur. That's when it should start. But Chazal say Yisvade Kodem Sheyocha V'Yishteh. But the Chacham say we should do Vidui even before the Suda HaMafsekes, earlier in the day Shema Titarif Daitu B'Suda. Because maybe something's going to happen in the Suda. We know the Satan is getting in his last licks. We know the Satan is not going to have power for 25 hours for Yom Kippur. So he's going to try to get you right beforehand. And therefore, we daven mincha before the Suda, so we can do vidui before the Suda. That's the halacha. But it's amazing. Is that vidui counted for a vidui of Yom Kippur, or is that before Yom Kippur? It sounds like it might be the vidui of Yom Kippur that's bumped up. So the Chayei Adam writes, why? Because the aura of Yom Kippur comes early. Comes early. And that's why you could already start doing vidui now, even though it's not Yom Kippur yet. Writes the Chayyadim in Chal Kuf Mem Dalet, Shekfar Michatzos Hayom, Maschil Lehisnotzeitz, Kedushas Hayom. That also fits into what we mentioned a couple of days ago, back on Daf Pei Aleph, where we have the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yona writes in Shari Tshuva, that's Su'udas Yom HaKippurim. You can't have the Suda of Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur, so you have it on Erev Yom Kippur. The Suda of Yom Kippur is not Yom Kippur yet. How could you have the Suda? So it might be like the Chayyadim says. Already the sparks of Yom Kippur already start earlier. And even though we did vidui before we ate, we say vidui afterwards. Maybe we did something in the meal. Maybe we spoke some Lashon Hara in the meal. And that's the makar for Tefillah Zaka, to having another vidui before Yom Kippur after the meal. And even though you did vidui by Mayriv, his father Shachris. Shachris, his father Mamosav. Mamosav, his father Bemincha. Bemincha, his father Ben'ilah. We do vidui in every Tefillah of Shemona Esrei. The Heichon Omra, where in Shemona Esrei do we say it? Yachid Achar Tefillah. So, a Yachid after the Shemona Esrei? The Shliach Tzibur Omro Be'emson. The Shliach Tzibur says it in the middle of Shemona Esrei, as we do. What does it mean after Shemona Esrei? The Ramah writes this in Tafrei Zayin Aleph. That's where we say it. K'mispalel. The Ramari V'yachon Omer Achar Shagamar Mitfila. So V'shliach Tzibur Omer B'yamakirim B'tocha Tfila. That's the Ramah in the beginning of Tafrei Zayin. What does it mean La'achar Tfila? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that it means after Yil Ratzonim Reifi. If one has a minute to say that right after Shemona Esrei. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in Maaser Rava saying before, you want it as part of Shemona Esrei. The minhag of Klal Yisrael in most places is to say Yil Ratzon first and then go into the Vidui. And the assumption is that it's still considered Tefillah as long as I didn't take my three steps back yet. Even though I said Yil Ratzon, it's still part of the Tefillah. My Omar, what's the Vidui of Yom Kippur? So we have a couple of suggestions and we do a number of them. Omar Rav, Atayo Dei Razei Olam. Etc. Ushmo lamar mi ma'amake halev, another tefillah. V'levi amar uvisorascha kasuv leimar. Levi says, uvisorascha kasuv leimar, k'viyom hazeh yechaper aleichem, quoting the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan amar ribon ha'olamim, another tefillah. Rashi quotes, ki lo asikoseinu anachlam apilim. Rabbi Yudah omer, ki avonoseinu ravo mi limnos v'atzchatoseinu atzmu misaper. All these tefillahs that we say, Rav Hamnuna amar. Also, Elokai Achelon Otzarti Ani Chedai, before I was created, I was not Chedai, V'yachshav Shed Otzarti Ki'ilu Otzarti. And now that I was created, as if I wasn't created. Offer Ani B'chayai, remember some Amoram said this every day, as their end of their Shemona Esrei, mentioned in Brachas. Offer Ani B'chayai, Kavachomer B'visasi, I'm like dust. In my life, surely in my death, Hari Ani L'fanecha K'chlima Libushu Chlima, I am full of shame. Yiratzuma fanecha shlo echata. I shouldn't sin again. Umashachatasi. When I did sin, merok barachamecha, please cleanse. Avalo yide yisurim. Vahainu viduya de Rava kulashas. That's what Rava said the whole year. Well, Rav Hamnuna Zuta biyomatiki pure. Rav Hamnuna Zuta only said it on Yom Kippur. I think we've quoted in the past Rav Cook's thought in his Siddur on this tefillah. Before I was created 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, I didn't have a purpose in life. I wasn't supposed to be born then. Now that I was born in the exact moment that I was supposed to be born, I haven't fulfilled my tafke, what I was supposed to do in life. That's the message, because we're all born into a specific time period in history for a reason. None of us were supposed to be alive in the times of Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Akiva Eger. We were born specifically now in order to fulfill a purpose now. If we didn't say that phrase in Hashamnus, Aval Amar Aval Anachnu Chatanu Sulo Tzarech. That's the Ikr Vidui. To Amar Bar Hamduri Havikimna Kame De Shmuel. I was in front of Shmuel Havi Yosef. He was sinning. V'chimata Shlicha De Tzibura. The Amar Aval Anachnu Chatanu. When he got up to there, come make him. He stood up. Amar Shmamina Ikr Vidui Haihu. So he said, oh, that's what he stood up for. That's the Vidui. That is the Ikr Vidui. The Ron says on this Gemara, what we paskin, that vidui must be said standing. Standing up, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, what about smicha, what about leaning? One though has to be careful in a situation where one is leaning on something, not to lean too much, because the mitzvah of vidui is said standing up. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, again, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle. Hashem will continue beginning of next week in the middle of Meseches Sukkah.